Donald Trump Jr. on father's indictment, "We are living in third world banana republic." By Nick Gilbertson on June 8, 2023. Donald Trump Jr. blasted President Joe Biden's Department of Justice and likened the United States to a third world banana republic after his father, the former president of the United States and leading Republican presidential candidate, announced he has been indicted on federal charges. Trump did not lay out the specific charges but mentioned it seemingly in regards to the classified documents case. Special Counsel Jack Smith heads up the case and has a history of prosecuting presidents, having brought charges against sitting Kosovo President Hashim Thaçi in 2020 on a 10-count indictment when he was the specialist prosecutor of the Kosovo Specialist Chambers. Former U.S. Ambassador to Germany and Special Envoy to Serbia and Kosovo negotiations during the Trump administration Richard Grenell has strongly contended that the charges against Thaçi were politically motivated, asserting he was working on the final stages of a deal between Kosovo and Serbia that would end Smith's job in the special court. Biden's corrupt DOJ is openly interfering in the 2024 presidential election to stop Trump because they know Biden can't beat him in a fair race, wrote Donald Trump Jr. in another tweet. That's what this is really all about, and everyone knows it. He also noted the indictment comes on the same day that House Republicans reviewed the NFT 1023 document relating to President Joe Biden that reportedly described suspicions that then-former Vice President Biden had been tied to a $5 million bribery plot involving foreign businesses and subverting U.S. foreign policy, as Breitbart News's Jill Pollack noted. On the same day that a story broke about a whistleblower alleging Joe Biden took a $5 million bribe from Burisma in Ukraine, Biden's corrupt DOJ decides to indict Trump over BS charges, Trump noted. Do you really think that's a coincidence? He asked. The Trump campaign also weighed in with an official statement shared via email, calling the indictment an act of open legal warfare. It reads, President Donald J. Trump has long been the biggest threat and the top political target for Joe Biden and the corrupt Democrat Party. As President Trump's dominance grows, the nastier the deep state attacks become. Today's act of open legal warfare by the highly politicized and partisan Department of Injustice has taken things to a new level and set a dangerous precedent. By politically weaponizing the DOJ, the Biden administration and their henchmen in the swamp are now conducting an all-out prosecution of the leader of the current administration's political opposition. This is un-American and wrong. The campaign also asserts that the 45th president did not break any laws and that he will fight this unconstitutional abuse of power until he is ultimately vindicated.